Riverkeeper Executive Director Jill Jedlicka says there's increasing interest in improving the creek as it wanders from Buffalo's eastern suburbs under the city and eventually into the Niagara River. It's also known for the pollution from land runoff and from sewer overflow valves along the way. Cheektowaga is under federal order to do something about its overflows, and the Riverkeeper boss suggests there will be pressure on areas further east along the creek. Jedlicka says the public wants a cleaner Skajakwata Creek, and there are a series of construction projects ready to go this fall to make more progress.
We're excited to be launching multiple projects within Forest Lawn, which in Forest Lawn Cemetery is where Skajakwata Creek springs back to life, literally. It's where it comes out from underground from 3.5 miles, and it's where there's natural spring water that continues to filter into the creek. So it's an ideal location, metaphorically and physically, to actually start to make some more progress in the creek.
The city and the Buffalo Sewer Authority will be doing dredging just off Delaware Avenue to remove contaminated sludge from the creek, with that slated to be done by the end of the year. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.